There are an estimated 70 to 80,000 tourists in Waikiki on any given day. Elaine Desaw from San Francisco is sitting on the beach under cloudy skies and a slight drizzle, looking out at a choppy ocean.
I made the decision to just come based on the information I got, saying that it's going to be downgraded and it's going to track away from the islands. But we got here to find out that it's getting worse. I think I want to get out of here, but I've been trying to get flights out of here. It's impossible.
Chip Boone, his wife Kirsten, and their two daughters are from Sydney, Australia. They're enjoying their last day on Waikiki Beach.
It's just an annual family holiday. We go away somewhere, and this time it was Hawaii. We've had a great time here so far. We spent 5 days on the North Shore and 7 days here, so we leave on Friday, hopefully. If the plane can fly, then we'll fly. If not, then we'll probably have a longer holiday. What can you do? If it comes, it comes.
Meanwhile, Outrigger Resorts Director of Security and Safety, Jerry Dolak, oversees the 10 Outrigger properties in Waikiki currently under the threat of Hurricane Lane.
We're treating it as a hurricane coming straight at us, although the predicted course is to turn left, but we prepare for the worst-case scenario. For example, the beachfront, we have storm barriers and storm curtains to protect us from wind, rain, storm surge. But then we also have backup generators, which can supply the hotel with power for a couple days. So we're good in that area.
Outrigger has an emergency management team that sets out plans and priorities for most contingencies, from bad weather to a nuclear attack. For Hurricane Lane, Outrigger employees will be housed at the hotels and be available throughout the storm. Dolak says customers will not go hungry and will get what they want to eat when they want to eat it.
They realize that it's going to be a 24 to 36-hour time frame of their two-week vacation. They can deal with this because the hotel is going to accommodate them. They're not going to kick them out into a shelter overnight. The staff is going to entertain them. They're going to enjoy themselves regardless.
On Waikiki Beach, Jorge Zamoron from San Jose is visiting for the fifth time.
My grandmother came out. This is her first time, so she's kind of taking it all in. She's in the hotel right now, resting, getting her prepared for whatever's going to happen. I think we're going to just keep our eyes open, you know, see how things are going and try to be safe.
The Outrigger's Dolak says they will be taken care of.
Those return visitors know that we've got this. You know, we can handle this, and it's a small glitch in their longer vacation. We're ready.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.